Praise the Lord, man. Let's go to God's Word. Yesterday, the women's prayer breakfast. How many ladies y'all were there at that event yesterday? I heard Andrea did a great job yesterday. Can we thank the Lord? I heard she gave a great, great testimony. My wife came home and said, "You won't believe it." That's what she said. "You won't believe how great she did. It was amazing." And that's it. My wife doesn't talk a whole lot. I was like, "You never said one thing about where I gave a good sermon ever." She talks one time, and it's the greatest thing ever. No, I didn't say anything like that, but Kim did. Kim did. She's proud of you. Let's go to God's Word. Y'all ready? Let's go to God's Word. Here we go. Praise the Lord. New series. Roger, how you doing, buddy? Roger's back from Ohio. Let's welcome Roger the Dodger Johnson back in the house. The way we do church, I feel like it's just at home. I'm just at home, but we got so many people that enjoy the online, and they'll see us later. But it's—I don't know. I talk up here like I'm a TV host or something. You know, back in the day when they would talk to people, you know what I'm saying? But it's good to have the crew I have. Couldn't do church like we do it without the great team we have. Amen. Thank the Lord, making things happen. Wow. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Let's go. Praise the Lord. New series. Look at that right there. Look at that right there. Well, that's called life sometimes. Brand new series. Say it with me. Say those words. Unshakable confidence. Let's say it again. Unshakable confidence in three words. No matter what. I'm with Roger the other day and I'm talking to him. I say, write that down. No matter what. And I holler at him in the office. Is that true, Raj? People think he's in trouble. He's screaming at Roger. Trust me, he deserves it. Anyway, no matter what, you can't say unshakable confidence if you say but if. Unshakable confidence, no matter what. Let's just break it down. Let's check it out. Let's see what we're going to do today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go start out with some scripture. We've been talking about passion, the passion of Jesus, and us having passion for Him and passion for others. Loving Him with our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength, all our might, to love others and people as ourselves. Passion. That's what He had for us. That's what He has for us. So I'll start this series with just some scriptures, and then we're going to go somewhere. What should we then say to these things? What things? Christ coming. His loving us. Humbling Himself. Being made like us to die on a cross for my sins, for my nastiness. Saving my sorry tail. What should we say to these things? Are you kidding me? Say. If God did all that, say it with me. If God be what? Who can be what? Does that sound confident? Oh yeah. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for all of us. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? You can have confidence in Him. He's going to take care of you. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who's going to judge you? It's God that what? You didn't justify yourself. He did it. Nobody else did that for you. Who is He that condemns? It's Christ that what? That died. Are y'all hearing anything or not? Unshakable confidence, not in Gary, in Jesus. In Jesus. It's Christ that died, yea, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God right now. It's crazy. Who makes what for us? He's praying for us. Jesus loves me, this I know, the Bible tells me so. He loved me on that cross, He loves me right now at the right hand of God the Father. He's praying for me. He's praying for you. If you're not saved, if your faith's not in Christ, He is praying for you. Oh, God's picking on me. He's praying for you. He didn't do everything He did so He could come against you. You're already condemned. We've all sinned. We're already on our way to hell. He came to seek and to save us. Amen. That's the Scriptures. That's wonderful. Look at His confidence. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness? Ain't He got clothes on my back? Peril? Wild animals? Who knows what might happen? Sword, they kill you? Is that going to separate me? Keep going. As it's written, for your sake we're killed all the day long. That's what was happening. Christians being led to the slaughter for their faith in Christ. We're counted as sheep to the slaughter. Say verse 37. Nay, come on. In all these things, said out loud, we are what? More than what? Conquerors through what? Him that did what? That loved me. Unshakable confidence. No matter what. That's my goal over these next several weeks. To encourage you. To get you stronger. And here's the good news. I'm going to get there with you too. That's the plan. The Apostle Paul writing, for I am what? Does that word persuaded sound like a confident word? Yes or no? I'm persuaded. That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, demons, you name it, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come in the future, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, say it with me, shall be able to what? Separate us from what? The love of God, which is in who? That's why we celebrate Easter. That's why we make a big deal like we've done over the last several weeks. Everything hangs on it. Well, if everything hangs on it, why don't you bank on it? Why don't you believe it? I'm all in. We talked last week about loving the Lord. It's hard to love the Lord with your heart, soul, mind, might, and strength when you ain't all in. And you're not all in because of you. We're all in because of Him. Amen. Say. Unshakable confidence. That's what I want. Praise the Lord. Confidence. What is confidence? I still am the same old joker I've always been. I take my Bible, I take out my handy-dandy beat-up dictionary. Doesn't even have a cover on the front anymore. I wore that thing out. From Rockingham, you use a dictionary, I'm telling you. If you want to speak in public, you better. And people try to give me a new one. I love the one I got. I can turn to things. It knows it's almost like the Bible. Now, it ain't the Bible, but it was written by a godly man named Webster. He loved the Lord. And he gives you some great definitions in my dictionary. Confidence, what does it mean? It means trust. Trust. The Bible says trust in the who? With all your heart, don't lean on your what? And your own, and in all your ways acknowledge who? And He'll do what? He'll direct your path. Sounds like confidence to me. Trust. What else does confidence mean? It gets stronger when you go through the dictionary. Assurance. So there's trust, and then there's what? Assurance. What about I trust, but then I doubt? Well, be assured. Be assured. Unshakable. I want unshakable confidence. Kept looking, and it said the word certain in my dictionary. Certain. Which, that's where we get this word right there. What's that next one? Certitude. Unshakable confidence. Certitude. Certitude. So I thought, I got to look up certitude. So I'm off and running now. Certitude. I want unshakable confidence. Certitude. What does it mean? Say it out loud. One more time. Say it out loud. Now we talking. Now we talking. Unshakable confidence. Certitude. It means what? It's inevitable. It's inevitable. Plain English. Give me another one. Say it out loud. It's what? One more time. One more time. The Apostle Paul. If I'm absent from this body, I'm present with the Lord. Matter of fact, he said, be honest with you, I'm willing rather to do that right now. But he said, it's more expedient for me to hang out with you and to keep serving. That's some confidence, baby. Yes or no, amen. Now, he wasn't saying that caused a depression. Oh, I just want to die. I just want to die. That ain't confidence. But to be so confident that you believe the truth and the truth has set you free, that it's a happiness to think about passing away and being in the presence of Jesus. But that didn't just happen, guys. We need help to get there. And that's what I want to do in this series. Certitude. Certitude. Say those words with me. What? No matter what. I'd like to take just a second. Just a little break right there. Just a little break. I'm going to be looking at the life of the Apostle Paul in this series. He wrote 13 books in the New Testament. And we might talk about that. But the longer I thought about it, you don't see Paul whining in the Bible. You don't. You really don't. You see him saying he's the chief of sinners. You see him saying there's things I should do that I don't do, and there's things that I don't do that I should do. And there's this war going on. But you always see the man fighting. And he's always strong. And it doesn't matter what it is that comes against him. Shipwreck. Beatings, multiple times, left for dead, hated, in prison. Much of the books that he wrote were written from prison. Most people don't know that in the Bible. Unbelievable. This man had unshakable confidence. Say that out loud. This man had what? I got one on my arm, one of his sayings. It's Jesus strong on my arm. But it came from, I can do all things through who? Christ who strengthens me. He wrote that. You see it all through the Bible. If you'll go this journey with me, you'll start to see it more and more and more and more and more and more. This man had an unshakable confidence. We just read that passage. It's crazy. Unshakable confidence. He's the one that wrote, all things do what? Work together for what? Good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. He wasn't looking for a way out. He was looking for, God's going to be good. He's going to take care of me no matter what. Amen. Am I too loud for y'all today? People come and say, I'm too loud. He's too loud. I'm going to scream at you if I have to, man. I don't know how Coach Dungy did it. Tony Dungy. You boys, y'all doing good. He was a great coach. Most of them scream, right? Yes or no, amen. I don't know. I got to scream. I need somebody screaming at me. I'm hard-headed. If you're hard-headed like me, say that with me. I'm what? Let's talk about it. Here we go. Give me that scripture again, Raji. This is a great scripture. I want you to remember this scripture. That's the one for you today. Say it out loud with me. Paul writing, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. I'd like to just say it simple. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Say that out loud. Follow me as I follow Christ. One more time. Follow me as I follow Christ. I want you to say it again. Paul said this. Follow me as I follow Christ. I'm going to tell you something right now. That's some unshakable confidence. I mean, that causes me to shudder a little bit. It causes me as a pastor to do a double take on my life. Amen. If you follow me and you're following Gary and the ways of Gary, and that's why, don't put your trust in me. You'll go straight to hell. But I'm going to tell you now, follow me as I follow Christ. I need help in this area. I want to be stronger. I want to have a life that's following Christ closer, that, and I want to have that unshakable confidence. That's how I'm going to have people follow me. You hear me or not? And God's been good to me. But Paul had something that most of us, including me, don't have. And I want it. Y'all hear me or not? Say. And I'm willing to look for it. I'm going to try. Unshakable confidence, no matter what. Now, we're getting ready now. That was our big setup for our series. But here we go. Are y'all all right so far? Check it out, Raj. Push me, buddy. Here we go. The start. You'll never have unshakable confidence if you have a shaky start. If your start's not solid. It's the start that stops most people. Say that out loud. It's the what? A lot of people don't do something because they never start. But a lot of people start, but their start is shaky. It's on shaky. Ooh, I go to church. I'm a good person. I give money. And I believe in Jesus some. That is a shaky start. Y'all hear me or not? If you want unshakable confidence, no matter what, you've got to have a solid start. And I want to talk about it today. Start. What do you believe? I'm going to look at the Apostle Paul. It's a start that stops most people. And we're going to break it down. Let's look at it. We're going to get into his life for just a little bit. Now, every week we're probably not going to do this, but it's important right now that we do this. His name wasn't Paul. His name was what? If you know your Bible. His name wasn't Paul. His name was Saul. Remember, Jesus changed Peter's name. Remember Simon? Hearing. He changed his name to Peter, which means what? Rock. This man's name was Saul. And I want to look at his life. We've got to see, Paul, how did you get to where you are? How did you get to the place where you have unshakable confidence? How could you be beat so many times, left for dead? How could you survive shipwreck, go to the island, and a snake jumps out of the fire and bites you on the arm? How do you go through this stuff? Locked up in you and Silas in jail and y'all singing. Crazy people. Paul, how'd you do it? This is my start. Saul of Tarsus, though, that's before he knew Jesus. Oh, he knew about Jesus. He knew a whole lot about Jesus. He hated the followers of Christ. He hated the followers of Jesus. Saul of Tarsus. Let's look at his life. Quickly. He was educated. Most of us what? If you're not careful, your education can be, that's your start. And you can, that can mark you for the rest of your life. I went to this college. I did this with my life. That's not going to get you to heaven. You're not going to have unshakable confidence because you went to the University of Florida. Or Tennessee Temple or Luther Rice Seminary for me. Y'all hear me or not? Say. He's educated. I'm a man was a Jew. I was born in Tarsus, the city of Cilicia. I was brought up in this city at the feet of what's his name? Gamaliel. Look him up sometime. An incredible teacher. I was taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers. And have no better education than me, Paul says. But his name was Saul. I was zealous toward God, as you are this day. He's talking to unbelievers. He was educated. Your start can be you. You know what I said this morning as I was reading the scriptures early this morning? If I start with me, I'm finished. Say that out loud. If I start with, I'm finished. One more time. If I start with, I'm finished. If I build my life on me, my education, my whatever. And I poured my life into my education that I had. I was a good student. I studied hard. I was on the dean's list. Way up there. So what? I'm not saying it's bad to study. It's good. That's not the foundation to the believer in Christ. Y'all hear me or not? And you can have zeal and you can work hard and you can have a great work ethic and you can have money and finances and stocks and bonds and houses and lands. If the start is you, you're finished. That's not solid in Christ. Saul of Tarsus, he's educated. He was what? He's religious. Most of us what? How many grew up, whether you knew the Lord or not, you grew up somewhat religious? Maybe because your family, grandma, granddaddy, somebody somewhere did something. So what? I'm educated and I'm religious, so I have unshakable confidence no matter what. You do not. Saul had it, though I might also have, what's that word? Confidence in the what? Oh, if any other man think that he has whereof that he might trust in the flesh, Paul says what? I what? I more. You want to learn to be confident like me, Paul says? You want to have unshakable confidence like me? You can't put your trust in you, because if you start with you, you're finished. And Paul said things like this, I die, how much? Daily. Paul said, for me to live is who? Christ, and to die is gain. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ lives in me. And the life I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You feel the confidence or not? But he says, I was religious. I was circumcised the eighth day. I was of the stock of Israel. I was of the tribe of Benjamin. Say that part with me right now. I was a what? Of the Hebrews. I can see me having a little sign on me saying that. I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews. As touching the law, I was a what? Pharisee. He could probably say, I have memorized every word of the first five books of the Bible. I knew so much about the scriptures, more than you will ever begin to know. Very religious. But it wasn't enough. Where'd that get him? Where'd that get him? Oh, it got him up the ladder. It got him up the ladder. But Saul of Tarsus, he had a what? He had a dark side. Read it with me. All of us do. If you don't think you have a dark side, then you don't need Jesus. You're finished. You're finished. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means you. Me, of course. There's none righteous, no, not what? Our righteousness, the Bible says, is as what? Filthy rags. They are disgusting, nasty, infected, gross. Not like a little rag with a spot on it. You can put some shouted out. It ain't coming out. We all have a dark side. This man had a dark side. Oh, he made it up the ladder in religion, education, leadership. And he had a lot of confidence in the flesh. It wasn't enough. It wasn't unshakable. Say that with me. It wasn't what? Even though he was a confident man, as a lost man, and I meet him all the time, and women, very confident. But it's not unshakable. I have seen the strongest shake. In my job, I have seen the strongest shake. I have seen the strongest break. People will say things to me behind a door. They won't tell you, maybe. It's not enough. If the start is you and with you, then you're finished. The start needs to be in Him. Y'all hear me? Am I making any sense? We're building a foundation to this series and to this man. I persecuted people, he said. I persecuted them to death. This is Saul. I bound them. I delivered believers in Jesus to prison. Both men and women, didn't matter to me. He had total confidence he was doing right. Concerning zeal, I persecuted the church. Touching righteousness, which is the law, I was blameless. You mean you could take a Christian, torture him and even have him killed, lock him up, and you considered yourself blameless? It's funny how I meet Christians who think they're blameless, and I can point out some of their crap without even trying hard. That's how shaky we are. Our start is not good. He laid it all out, though. He's telling you the way it is. He said, I got a dark side, but so do you. He said, one day there was a man named Stephen. He was full of faith and power and did great wonders and miracles among the people. And there arose a certain synagogue, which is called the synagogues of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians and of them of Cilicia, of Asia, disputing with Stephen one day. And they were not able to resist the wisdom which this godly man of God was speaking. He loved Jesus. And they got a crowd up. They as we. They as me. Saul would say. This good man, we got a crowd up. And said, we've heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. Sounds like the same thing they said about Jesus. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him just like they did with Jesus. And they caught him, they caught Stephen, and they brought him to the council. And they set up false witnesses just like they did who? Jesus. Which says a man ceases not to speak blasphemous words against the holy place and the law. And we've heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this temple and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. And all that sat in the council looked steadfastly on Stephen. Say it with me. And they saw Stephen's face as it had been the face of a what? Oh my gosh. He lit up. His confidence, Stephen's confidence. Saul was all part of this. And when they heard these things, who? The people that were accusing Stephen. They were cut to the heart. They gnashed on Stephen with their teeth. I tell you what, how many of lately have you been surprised crimes that people commit? Have you been just surprised over, these are crazy? I don't ever, when I read the Bible anymore, I don't go, what's that mean? It means whatever. People are evil and people are wicked. And I'm one of them without Christ. You hear me? But I have Christ. I'm going to follow him. Saul. And he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly to heaven. He saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. What does that mean? Well, he was nearly dead. He had a near-death experience. They'd beat this man to death, bet on him, whatever they did to him. And he's having a near-death experience. I mean, he's almost there. He said, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And those people there started crying out even more with a loud voice. They stopped their ears. They ran upon him with one accord, all of them now. They cast him out of their city. They stoned him, what was left of him.
And the witnesses laid down their clothes. Say it with me. At a who? Say it out loud. A young man's what? And who was the young man's name? Hang with me. I gotta fly right now. Pray for me. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial. They made great lamentation over him. He was a good man. As for Saul, say it with me, he made what? Of the what? Of the church. He entered every man's house, and he would haul men and women and put them where? In prison. How can Paul be Paul? How can Saul ever get out of this mess? He had good education. He was religious. But he had a dark side. It's the start that stops most people. They're not willing to deal with their dark side. And so we change church. We make it different. We stay with our darkness and we embrace our light. You will never be confident. You will never have unshakable confidence until you say, thus says the Lord, this is right, I'm wrong. His way is right, my way is the way of a fool. You hear me or not? So what happened to him? Quickly. He wasn't beyond hope. He wasn't beyond hope. Say that with me. Neither what? But you are beyond hope, I guess. If you start with you, because you're finished. But you're not beyond hope if you will have an encounter with Jesus. I thought my mama was beyond hope. Nobody helped that woman. Billy Graham helped that woman with that scripture that night on the TV. Holy Spirit touched her. 3 weeks later, my mother never drank another drop the rest of her life. You're not beyond hope. But you are beyond hope, I guess, if you're going to keep playing. There is no hope for the wicked. We either believe God or we don't, but you can't mix the two. That's called a mixed drink. Don't be surprised if you're unstable. What happened? Saul breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. He went to the high priest. He desired letters of him to Damascus of the synagogue. If he found any of the way, the people following Christ, that whether men or women, boys, it didn't matter to him. I'll bring them bound to Jerusalem. I want papers to be able to do it. He journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly he's journeying to do this, to get Christians, to kill Christians, to imprison Christians. And suddenly there was a what? There was a light that shone around about him from heaven. Say it with me, Saul. He did what? He did what? He fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Did you know the church were his body? Did you know Jesus loves a snot out of us? And he fell to the ground. This mighty man. And Saul says, say it with me. Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus whom you persecute. And then I like this scripture. It's a toughie. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. See, if you'd have met Saul, you'd have said, there's no more confident man. This is the strongest man I've ever met in my life. The toughest man I've ever met in my life. Nothing can rattle him. Shoot. If you'd have seen him on that road that day, he was jumping around, flopping like a chicken. He was getting stuck. That's what it looked like. Oh, he wasn't so confident now. Because his confidence was in himself, and he was finished. You understand or not? He was not just shaken. He was shot. I'm talking about the start. It's the start that stops most people. Have you had that experience? Have you been saved in your sin? Do you know Christ? Have you seen yourself hanging over hell burning without Him? Yes or no? Because without Him, that's exactly what you're doing. This was this man's start. And he what? He what? You might say, where do you get this from? I get it right from the Bible. Another word for trembling looks like shaking like a lunatic. Yes or no, amen. He astonished, he said, Lord, sit with me. What will? And the Lord said, arise, go into the city, and it'll be told you what you must do. This is the start of Saul's, or Paul's, Christian life. Up to that point, it was education, religion, and darkness. But now, this is a new man. Y'all hear me or not? And the men which journeyed with Saul stood speechless. They heard a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth. And when his eyes were opened, say it with me, he what? He was blind. And they had to lead him by the hand. That's the start. Yes or no? It's funny. I didn't hear him bragging. I'm educated. I'm religious. He was blind as a bat. And somebody had to help him. Amen? That's the start. Are we okay today? Let's thank the Lord for His Word. That's the start, baby, right there. We're late. I gotta quit.